Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, brought to you by Fit Chicks Academy, where we are dedicated to teaching you all about fitness, nutrition, and wellness, as well as how to build an incredibly successful business using our proven techniques and systems designed to get you certified, confident, successful, and get you results for yourself, your business, as well as your clients. Now, if you've ever wondered, how can I be successful as a coach? Where do I find my first client? How do I even build a business? Where do I begin? I want you to make sure to listen to the end of each episode so that you can hear inspiring stories from our graduates of the Fit Chicks Academy and hear how they signed their first clients, how they built their business of their dreams and paid back their tuition just weeks after graduating, and how all of this is possible for you too. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Amanda Quinn, and I am rocking the mic solo today. And I am going to be talking specifically today about those fears and those thoughts that come in, that come creeping in before you take a big step towards getting certified. Now, these thoughts, these fears are actually coming from a list. So when people register for our certifications through Fit Chicks Academy, we actually have them complete a survey when they register, when they enroll. And the survey allows for us to better understand what their goals are, who they are as people, what it is that they want to achieve, because we really want to get to know our students and make it very personal. However, one of the questions in there we also include is, what was holding you back before? What was your biggest fear about even just getting started? And so reviewing all of the answers, the hundreds and hundreds of answers that we've had in this survey, we've compiled a list of the top three sort of fears or thoughts that would come creeping in and want to hold somebody back. And so I'm going to be talking about those today, as well as addressing those fears and talking about what it is at Fit Chicks Academy that we do differently in order to address those fears and help you move them forward. So fear number one, or thought number one that really comes creeping in, is I don't want to fail. What happens if I fail? What happens if I'm not good enough? What if I really suck at doing this? That is kind of the fear, right? And that's like a self-confidence fear. It's a negative self-talking fear that comes into play, I think, not even just with certification, but with anything in life. Whenever we're about to embark on something completely new, especially when it comes to a career, when it comes to a job opportunity, when it comes to anything that requires us to really kind of step out of our comfort zone, oftentimes the fear, the thought that comes creeping up is, what if I'm just not going to be able to do this properly or as good as I think I can? Or, you know, what if I'm just really not cut out for this? And, you know, I understand that fear. And I want to address that fear, because when it comes to that fear, what we have to remind ourselves of is that that is just a thought. It is the same kind of thought pattern that we could have if we flipped it on a different script and thought, what happens when I succeed? It's a thought that's based on no data. It's based on no facts. It's really just a thought, like those millions of other thoughts that we have throughout the day. But for some reason, we give it weight. We give it like some energy behind it and believe that that thought is true, when that thought is just a thought, like any other thought that you have throughout the entire day. So when we look at it from that lens and we say, okay, well, this is just a thought and there really is no facts, that it's not a fact, it's a thought, and there's no data that supports it, maybe I just need to label it as a thought and let it go. And that's probably one of the most powerful things that you can do when that thought comes creeping up, when that thought comes creeping into your life that thinks, you know, what if I fail? Or what if, you know, even if it's not even when it comes to certifications, but even in your other, like in your life in general, if it's like, oh, I'm going to go for this promotion, but what if they say no? Well, you will never know the answer unless you try, right? And so you really have to kind of put yourself out there. And it is a big leap of faith, but it's a really important step that we have to take in order for personal development and growth to happen. We need to be able to step outside of our comfort zone just a little bit and push those limitations and truly just believe in our potential, right? Truly believe that we truly can create the path that we choose. So that is the fear number one. And that's sort of how I would love to address that, because I think that the negative self-talk train that happens, that keeps coming up and chugging along in our brains, can really stop us in our tracks sometimes. But what we need to do is just label it as a thought and move past it so that we can go after the thing that we desire the most. Now, the second thing that I saw that was really common that kept coming up with this fear of getting started, getting certified as a fitness coach, starting a business, was, will I be ready? I'm going to get this certification. I'm going to get all this education, but will I truly be ready to start working with clients? This fear again of what if I just don't feel prepared? What if I feel as though I just need more information? And I'm going to be honest with you. When we developed our fitness and nutrition expert certification, we based it around that thought coming up often, which was, you know, oftentimes prior to people taking our certification, we built our certification to kind of respond to that fear, because most of the fears that come up are, and the truth is most certifications are very just one siloed. So they're very one track. You get certified in one particular area, but you're not getting a full scope of practice. And when you don't have a full scope of practice, it can feel really challenging to feel prepared. It can feel challenging to feel ready if you haven't done any practical work, if you haven't actually practiced what you're really like learning about, if you haven't applied the information. And so when we were actually building our fitness and nutrition expert certification, as well as our holistic nutrition weight loss coaching certifications, we looked at that from a lens of saying, how can we actually prepare our students? What can we do differently from other certifications out there to help them be prepared? And so some of the biggest responses was, you know, create assignments. And I know you might be listening now and like you get all nervous when I say the word assignments, but assignments, like, can we create assignments that take the information instead of just filling your head with a ton of information? Can we create assignments to complete that shows you how to apply the information so that when you graduate, you're like, I've already done that and I have feedback on it. So I know that I know what I'm doing, right? So you have that confidence walking in and stepping into that leadership role. The other thing is, you know, we actually have practical hours in our certification. And I think practical hours, you know, if you are looking to get certified, if you are looking to step into this industry, practical hours, a practical component where you are actually teaching and working with people, whether it be in person or online, is one of the most valuable things that you can do. I remember when I did my yoga certification back in the day, my very first certification, and one of the most valuable times during that entire certification, besides the theory, besides the history, besides the anatomy, besides everything, was the practical component. When I would teach my friends in my living room, when I would go to classes and do observation hours and just watch and pay attention to the nuances and the small details that my teacher was showcasing when he was teaching. It's looking at it from a different lens of an instructor and a leader versus somebody taking a class is totally different. So that's why in our program, we do have observation hours. We do have practical hours, and they can be done in person or online, but it's to allow for you to really just sort of step into that role, to get rid of those first time jitters and those nerves. Because if you don't get rid of those, you're going to step into the role feeling very unprepared. And or oftentimes feeling very unprepared. And that's not what we want, right? We want our students to really step into this role and say, been there, done that. And I feel like I can really just continue on down this pathway now. I can continue to grow in this pathway as opposed to just stepping into it without any kind of guidance. Because that's what happens oftentimes with a lot of other certifications, is that those certifications are set up to give you a lot of information, but they're not set up to be able to show you how to utilize that information and then how to build on it from there. And they're not set up in a way that you're going to get real life feedback from real coaches that are going to share feedback with you and give you insights on how you can improve in certain areas and how you can, you know, where you're excelling. And you need to have that real information and that feedback so that you can continue to grow. Now, the third fear and the third sort of worry that kind of came up prior to people signing up for our certification programs. And again, this is coming from our real life students who are in our academy right now. And this is based on a survey that they've completed once they register and enroll in our program. We asked them the question, and the third sort of biggest fear was, how will I make back my tuition? How will I find my clients? And again, this goes back to this whole idea of that's really like, that can feel really overwhelming, right? So as you're getting to the end of the certification, the whole focus in the beginning is I want to get certified. I want to get the skill set. I want to get the tools, the confidence to rock this. But then as you're getting close to the end, it's okay, but how am I going to now find my clients? I feel really prepared. I'm ready to lead. I'm ready to step into this role, but where do I find my people? again, when we were building our certification, we really looked at it from the perspective of that area is so important, that support side. Understanding how to now accelerate and build a business is a really important aspect that nobody is talking about in this industry. In this industry, other certification programs at Fitchix Academy, we actually call them sign up and see you later programs, because once you're done your certification, they'll just give you a piece of paper and say, good luck, right? And you don't really have any resources, any tools. You don't have a network that you can reach out to or coaches that you can reach out to. And we felt like that was such a huge missing link, such a huge missed opportunity to be able to support your graduates and help them achieve the goals that they desire the most. Just like with our clients, right? When we're working with clients, when it comes to health and fitness, we're not just saying to them, you know, here's your meal plan, good luck. We're really going to check in on them. We're going to support them. We're going to modify and do things differently to be able to help them reach their goals. But for some reason, when it came to certifications, we felt like that area was really missed. From a business standpoint, that area was really missed. And so in our certifications, we've actually built it so that we give you access. Once you graduate from our program, you actually get access to an online business portal. The business portal has a business module so you can learn about business and learn how to set up your business from registering your business all the way through to building a business plan. And it also includes all your done-for-you templates and tools so that when you graduate, you're not spending all this time kind of spinning your wheels going, what do I need and where do I find that and how do I build that and do my clients really need this and do they really need that and I'm not a great designer and how do I build that? And then all of a sudden you have all these new hurdles to deal with. Really, you know, at Fitchix Academy, our focus was, okay, how can we help our graduates make back their tuition and then more, you know, and ongoing from there, how can we help them to build a business that they dream about, that they desire the most? How can we help them make impact in their communities and find their people? And so really, you know, we developed this whole business portal once you graduate that you get access to, because we wanted to be able to answer those questions, set you up for success with your business, build out all of the materials for you and give them to you as templates so that you can just rebrand and use them so you can hit the ground running with your clients. So you don't have to pause after you graduate, have your piece of paper and go, okay, now what do I do next? And, you know, now I have to build all these spreadsheets and they're going to look all janky or whatever, because I don't have any design skills. Maybe that's you, maybe that's not, but I know that was us. When we built our business, when we started Fitchix in September of 2008, we started our business with no loans, no investors, no backing, nothing. It was Laura and myself building our business. We paid for everything out of pocket. We borrowed, we did a lot of favors from friends and other colleagues that we knew that could help us with certain things. But everything that we built was done by us just slowly, you know, like bootstrapping everything and building it and growing it. And we're very proud of that. But at the same time, if we had an opportunity where someone could have said, hey, here's some professionally designed meal plan templates and food logs, and you're going to need these to work with clients, we would have just been like so, so happy in that moment, because it would have just sped up the process so much for us. And so really, when we built everything out, we looked back at when we started our business, what were the things that we felt like we really could have valued and would have really helped us accelerate and move forward towards working with clients as opposed to working in our business, so we could work externally and work with our people as opposed to working on all the documents that they need. And that's really what we looked at, and that's how we built it. And so when I think about these fears, you know, and I think about what's holding people back, it's, I understand it and I get it from every aspect. You know, there's a lot of the fear. And I think the number one, of course, being the fear of failure or the fear of not being able to do this is it's a real fear. And I'm not at all saying that this isn't something real, but it is just a thought, because it isn't based on any fact. And so we really need to remind ourselves of that. And then of course, look at, you know, from the lens of, will you be ready? It's, if anything you're looking at, it's like, okay, am I going to have a practical component where I can actually put my theory into practice? So that's the second question you really want to look at and ask yourself. And if your fear is really about, you know, how am I going to find my people and how am I going to make back my tuition? Now, how is this going to, you know, how am I going to actually be able to build this business of my dreams? It's really looking at it from the perspective of, Am I going to have the experience? Am I going to have the confidence and the skill set? And am I going to have support and a network? And am I going to have coaches that I can reach out to even once I graduate to be able to support me in my dreams? So regardless of, you know, what it is that is holding you back, I need you to understand that these are just fears and these are just thoughts. And there are solutions. And I promise you, you know, at Fitchix Academy, it's the one thing that we truly, you know, invest a lot of time and a lot of energy into is looking at for solutions to be able to propel our graduates forward, to be able to help and support them as much as absolutely possible. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you again next week. And in the meantime, if you have any questions or if you have any fears that are popping up for you and you're thinking about joining Fitchix Academy and getting certified, reach out to us, email us info@fitchix.ca. So info@fitchix.ca, email us, let us know, you know, what is that fear that's holding you back? And, or what is the questions that you may have that are really like keeping you feeling a bit stuck so that we can support you from day one and help you move past that to be able to move forward towards building the business of your dreams. Have yourself an amazing week, everyone, and we will see you again next week.
Hi, my name is Solange LaBelle, and my business name is Solange LaBelle Fitness. I offer boot camp group fitness classes for women, as well as dance programs. Currently, with the pandemic and the restrictions in my province, I teach boot camp and Zumba on the Zoom platform. When in-person classes are allowed again, I will resume my programs, which consist of boot camp, chakra dance, pound, Zumba, and Zumbini. My first clients I signed up were my friends, and this happened right after I graduated from the Fitchix Fitness and Nutrition Program. My friends were so kind to volunteer to be my students for the group practical hours and exam that I needed to complete in the program. And after all those classes were done, they expressed their enjoyment and recommended that I offer a boot camp program in our community. So I did. As a group fitness instructor, my business has evolved in the expansion of offering my services to other communities to accommodate their needs and provide the social connection, the joy, and the physical movement that my neighboring communities so much desired. I had many mind-blowing things I experienced during the program and since I graduated. My top three are: 1, the support from Fitchix and their students. Our society fosters competition in the world, but not this program. It's a sisterhood of like-minded women. And we help each other every way possible. And we celebrate each and everyone's wins and successes. 2, when COVID-19 hit our country last spring, Fitchix was kind enough to offer a free program, the 21-Day Build Your Online Fitness Biz. Again, their support was tremendous to offer this and help me overcome the fear of going online. The third is the kind words and compliments I receive from my students. The gratitude they have shown towards me and their feelings of empowerment, joy, freedom, and healing they get after workout. That is so mind-blowing. The biggest piece of advice I would give to anyone looking to get started in building their own fitness and nutrition business is to follow your heart's desires. And don't let anyone make you think that you cannot do it. Thank you very much. I wish you all a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Now, if you are ready to get certified today and build the fitness and nutrition business of your dreams, we invite you to join our Fit Chicks Academy upcoming certifications for our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching certifications, so we can help you build a successful business using our proven formula that has helped hundreds of our graduates do the same. Learn more at www.fitchicksacademy.com, and we look forward to welcoming you to the Academy.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.